We're back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. We are cruising right along. That's because we're going around the horn. We are visiting with Andy Pondillo, giving some Major League Baseball news and notes, specifically on the Houston Astros. Obviously, very big news this past week with their manager, Bo Porter, being fired. And before we went to commercial break, we were talking about Jeff Luhnow. He was the one, Andy, that hired Bo Porter. So was he just as responsible for the actions?
Yes, he's 100% responsible for the hire. And anybody you hire, any player you bring in, is sometimes it's fair, sometimes it's unfair. But if you're a general manager, you're scrutinized about every single thing you do. Jeff Luhnow has not had a good 2014 between the Brady Aiken incident. He didn't sign the first overall pick.
That's right.
Some people are starting to look down on some of the trades he made, namely Chris Johnson to get Mark Krause. Matt Dominguez hasn't worked out too well at third base, so he had to go make another additional trade to try and find a insurance policy, if you will, to get Colin Moran at third base. So some of his trades haven't looked too well lately, and some people are kind of concerned about the moves he's making at the top. I think most of us agree that he knows how to evaluate talent. He's had some good young prospects he's acquired in 2012, 2013, but concerned about the decisions he's making at the major league level going forward. It's hard for me to say right now. It's one of those things you got to wait and see how it plays out.
Okay, so you're talking about him being a great talent evaluator. What about in terms of evaluating who's going to be your next managerial candidate? Who's going to be coming on board? Is it going to be Craig Biggio?
That's going to be the lead candidate. Craig, obviously the big Houston guy, Biggio, everybody loves him. But you got to ask the question, if you hire Biggio for manager, anybody you hire, you have to be willing to fire too. So if you hire Biggio,
ouch,
that means if things go south again, if you fire him, you pretty much are the most evil guy in Houston sports history.
Right,
so, you know, he's got to be willing to make that decision. And I think that Biggio's a good candidate. He doesn't have any major league coaching experience, so that's going to put him a little bit behind the eight ball. An interesting thing is we do see Craig and Jeff in the general manager's box at Minute Maid Park a lot talking. They are both together. They're very close. So I would imagine Craig's at least going to get an interview out of the deal. A couple other candidates I'd like to throw out there is Mike Maddox, the pitching coach, former pitcher for the Texas Rangers.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen his name pop up a lot for managerial candidates, but hasn't quite got it yet. Also, the Padres let him go. Not sure about his contract status. Was talking to this with one of my buddies not that long ago, but Bud Black would be a good fit, the Padres manager. I'm not sure what his contract status is, so I would have to review that. And then from there, you could see a lot of guys that are coaching around the major leagues. They're just waiting for that job because it's going to be hard to get a very experienced major league manager to come into this situation right now. A young team, a situation where you could get fired in a couple years if you're not able to turn the corner, in a situation where you basically have to follow Luhnow's lead. Final candidate that I like to throw out there, and this may actually be the best candidate, but this is just purely speculation from me, is Jose Oquendo from the St. Louis Cardinals, using Luhnow's old Cardinal ties to bring in the secret weapon, the guy that's coached for the Cardinals for several years now. They thought that maybe he was going to be the Cardinals manager after La Russa left. He got passed on from Matheny. I think this may be his best shot to get the manager ranks here in Houston.
Well, there were some other names that came out. Tim Bogard, Chip Hale, Trey Hillman, none of those guys?
Tim Bogard might be a good candidate. He's been up for a couple of managerial jobs
now. Yeah, they interviewed him in 2012, yeah.
So I could see that, but if he didn't take the job in 2012, I don't know if he'll take it now, because one of the things that they've said is that managers come in and Luhnow lays out a very elaborate plan, and that's what they did to Bo Porter, to all the managerial candidates back in 2012, and they said there were actually candidates that left the office saying that they would not work under that plan. So I don't know if Bogard was one of them. I don't know if he said something they didn't like. But if he wasn't hired in the first place, I don't know if he will at this point.
Having a wonderful conversation tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with our producer, Andy Pondillo, who loves baseball and always gives us the skinny. Okay, so obviously one of the real highlights right now when you talk about the Astros, Chris Carter, he has been absolutely on fire. He struggled mightily the first half of the season. What has turned it around?
Yeah, he was batting seventh in the first half of the season, wasn't staying in the starting lineup, and then now he's second in the majors in home runs. I have never seen a turnaround like this in Major League Baseball when it comes to the home run category. I've seen guys improve their batting average. I've seen guys improve their OPS. I've seen them improve their RBI totals. I've seen all kinds of numbers. But I haven't seen a guy go from, you know, I don't know what the exact number was when a half point at 81 games of the season was at, but I would wager to say he was right around 178, 180, 13 home runs, and now he's at 35. So it's been impressive, and I think a lot of it just has to do with confidence at the plate. I don't think he's changed his swing. I think he's changed his pitch selection quite a bit. I think he's gotten ahead in the count. A lot of times early in the year, we've seen him taking strike one, strike two, and then pop up. Now I think he's been willing to attack that first pitch fastball a little more, been willing to wait and see the right pitch. A lot of it's pitch selection in baseball, and with pitch selection, a lot of times it's just confidence, believing in your swing. Mm-hmm. And he definitely believes in it. I don't think pitchers are pitching him differently yet either, which is kind of surprising to me based on the home runs he's hit. But I would imagine that if he continues his trend going into next year, he's going to be one of those guys. Pitchers pitch very carefully. When pitchers start pitching you carefully, you get ahead in the count a lot more. It works very much in Chris Carter's favor moving forward.
Well, all eyes on Chris Carter. Okay, so let's head out to the AL West. The A's have fallen off, and the move for Adam Dunn, what, feels desperate?
I think it feels desperate. You know, the Oakland Athletics, that's not really their MO, is go acquire these players and scramble like this. Billy Beane's one of those guys. I build a team. I'm comfortable with the team. We're going to win with the unit we put out there. Right now, Oakland, ever since they traded Cespedes, they just haven't been a good offensive unit. The Angels definitely are with all the money they spend. The Angels may not have the sexiest pitching staff in the world, especially with Garrett Richards out for the season. But I like how complete that team is. The A's lost a lot when they traded Cespedes. You know, they have a lot of guys that can get on base, but there's just something about run producers. Their numbers aren't always pretty, but there's just something about a guy that can get a runner home with less than two outs, and Cespedes was that guy. I think they're really missing him. You know, the A's, they should still get a wild card position. They may not. There's some competition out there with the Royals doing so well, the Mariners, the Tigers. It's going to be lumped in. But I really think they're missing having that thumper in the middle of the order. Dunn will help, but it was a bit of a desperate move to try and get some offense back in the middle of the order.
Okay, speaking of offense, one offense that has been absolutely awesome is the Angels. Talk to me about that.
The Angels in absolute juggernaut to face right now. What's good about the Angels is a team that can score in multiple ways. Mike Trout, he can run.
Right.
Pujols can hit the home run. Mm-hmm. Trout can hit the home run. Kendrick can bang balls out. And Kendrick, one of the most underrated players in all of baseball, but one of the most consistent second basemen we've seen. Josh Hamilton, he's been banged up, but still a suitable hitter. It's one of those offenses, just if you need three runs, they're going to get you three runs. If you get in a slugfest, you need 12, they're going to get you 12. Makes them a very dangerous postseason team.
Okay, Andy Pondillo has been along with us tonight in studio, Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I promise he'll be back in a couple of weeks because we want to get his take on the pennant races as they're heating up here in the month of September. Thank you, Andy.
No problem. Joy as always.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR.